opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Amateurism is gone, and that's going to start July 1st. And Judge Claudia Wilkin, who approved the deal between the NCAA, its most powerful conferences, obviously the SEC included, and the lawyers representing all Division I athletes, it was House versus NCAA settlement. This is something we'll be talking about for years to come. But it finally came down, her decision, and now everybody's trying to gear up for July 1st. That includes the dogs, guys, as to how this is going to work, the infrastructure, but schools will be directly paying their athletes.
And now we know who's running this whole deal. Brian Seely, Carl, who comes from Major League Baseball. He was working for Rob Manfred as Executive Vice President of Legal and Operations. And they're saying his role is going to be pivotal as far as the enforcement framework. Pete Tamel's got an article from ESPN, Jeff Passan as well. So apparently this was one of the few guys they had a list, and this guy was on the top of the short list to run this thing.
He's got a great background for what his job description is going to be. And if you're wondering, like, this is why this guy's getting a few million bucks. He is going to be responsible for roster limits, third-party NIL, revenue sharing, enforcement, which is something I've said for years. Nobody wants to enforce their own selves. Nobody's going to say, oh, we did something wrong and we need to punish ourselves.
Oh, you mean like Michigan's self-discipline?
Exactly. So somebody has to be in charge. This guy's going to be in charge of that and a lot more. More on that coming up, but that was a big deal this weekend. Mike, the Hawks are set, according to reports, to hire, and they're ready to hire, and maybe this is already done, but reports out there, Shams had it. New Orleans Pelicans GM Bryson Graham is his name. Mm-hmm. He's going to be the senior VP of basketball ops, and the Philadelphia 76ers executive, his name's Peter Dinwiddie, I believe it is, as senior VP of strategy and analytics. All right, so they're hiring two guys, and let's rewind for a second about the Hawks. So Anse Sala is our GM, and they're hiring two guys to come in, one from New Orleans, one from Philly, okay, to fill the role of what was supposed to be the hiring of a VP of personnel, a guy that was supposed to oversee all of this.
Right.
And apparently, from what I'm seeing, and we're going to have Steve Coonan on Friday, guys, we'll hopefully know more about this, but they are going to report to
Anse Sala.
So Sala now is our general manager, and he's assumed that post since they fired Landry Fields. But, Mike, this is kind of different than what was assumed that was going to happen with the hiring situation.
Right. So you got a guy who's going to be Dinwiddie from the Sixers, senior VP of strategy and analytics. Bryson Graham, as you mentioned, senior VP of basketball. There's a lot of stuff on a business card. Business card may fold out. A lot of description on that. And I guess, what does that mean for Kyle Korver? Is he just like a shooting coach now at practice?
Kyle Korver has great player relationships.
Okay. We got a lot of dudes. I'm just trying to figure out what everybody does. I asked Caleb Johnson, who covers the Hawks. I said, you think Nick Wrestler still got a spot? He goes, if he does, they're keeping it quiet. So we don't know what Nick Wrestler's responsibility is. There was a big article in The Athletic about a year and a half ago that talked about, you know, the being at odds with Schlenk, which kind of put things in motion to kind of change the way the front office was structured. Don't know. But anyway, we got more brain power, Carl, with the draft just a few weeks away.
Yeah.
And then free agency.
Well, that's the big one for me because, again, the draft is one thing. I don't think we need to get younger. I've said this. I think you need to post those picks or at least package those picks, should I say, and make a move to make a deal to go get a couple of vets that can help you. And I don't mean Kevin Durant, okay? Don't want him. That's not the answer. But one of these guys, who is it, Peter Dinwiddie?
Yep.
He was with the 76ers for like 14 years. Or with the Pacers, should I say. He was with the Sixers since 2020. But he's with the Pacers for 14 years. The point I'm getting to is lots of experience in the NBA. Graham with the Pelicans, 15 years. So these guys have been around and been a part of some major decisions with those organizations. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and disrespect their resume. But, Mike, again, I'm just curious how all this is going to work. We talk about our Falcons all the time in the front office and the collaborative thing that we discuss. Mm-hmm. We know AA is making the decisions for the Braves, right? Win, lose, or draw, he's the guy right. That's making the decisions to bring players in and let guys go. But with the Hawks, is this now Anse Salah's team? Is it his deal?
I guess he's got extra, as we said, he's got extra guys to help out in what I think is a pivotal year. You got Trae Young for one more year before he has a chance to opt out at the conclusion of 25-26. So we've talked and we've had this debate amongst our audience. You know, do you reset it? Do you say to yourself, self, I've got to build around Trae. He's an immovable object in this equation. You've got guesstimated around $40 million and change to work with to try to bring in a star player, to bring in a true all-star to complement what you've got with Trae, Jalen Johnson, the young nucleus of Dyson Daniels and Reese Hoshea. You know, I don't know. We still have Okongwu, although I think he's more suited as kind of a four than a five. But you've got to get out of this. The point I'm coming to, Carl, you've got to get out of this play-in rut. This play-in rut is just, it's like a death sentence. You're stuck spinning your wheels. So I want to see them spend some money. I want to see wrestler get into the cap somehow, some way. Not for just to, Carl, not for just to say, hey, we're spending more money. That makes sense. That has an immediate impact. That gets us out of this rut and gets us into a six or a five spot where we're nowhere in the playoffs every year.
That's hopefully the goal. And it's got to be the goal moving forward. But if you are curious about how the Hawks front office is going to look from this point on, at least, this is it. And you get two very experienced guys in Bryson Graham and Peter Dinwiddie to come in here and help assist Anse Salah in any way that they possibly can. And to Mike's point, when you talk about senior VP of basketball, okay. You talk about senior VP of strategy and analytics. If you ask me what their day-to-day jobs are, I have no idea. I'm not even going to sit here and tell you I do. But I will tell you their experience and hopefully, Mike, acquiring players, deals, trades. And the crazy thing is that Graham, when he was with New Orleans, had the title of GM, but he wasn't the GM. David Griffin was the general manager.
Right.
He was just there kind of, again, assisting. So this is not, I think it's a promotion for him, certainly from a title standpoint. But he had the title of GM, but that wasn't his show. David Griffin was running the show. So and they've got a whole new front office there as well. Joe Dumars, you guys remember Joe Dumars with the Pistons. Right. He's now going to be running the Pelicans organization.
And that was a name we had talked about, but you and I mentioned Dumars coming here at some point.
Yep.
We did kick the tires on Toronto's team president. Apparently he was just using us for leverage, trying to get more loot. That didn't pan out. So as we said, don't really know what this all means to Carl's point. A lot of mumbo jumbo as far as the pecking order. But Anse Salah, who's a very bright guy and has a good rep coming from Golden State, how do you fix this team? Okay, your brain trust is in place. Fix it. Fix this freaking team. Get me out of this play-in rut. Figure it out. Are you going to move forward with Trae, or are you going to say, you know what, Trae, we're going to shop you, and we're going to reset it? You know, and do you have the balls to do that, or do you feel, hey, guys, these new guys come in, Carl, and their mindset is, no, Trae is immovable. Mm. He is the guy. And that argument and the great discussion you and I had with the audience last week about, you know, Steph Curry is a unicorn. Everybody else who plays point guard in this league is bigger than Trae Young. So how do you make that work and make it more successful?
That is the first thing they need to figure out. Now, they don't need to figure that out now, but I think they need to know what direction they're headed.
Do you think Trae would opt out after next year?
Yes, I do.
Me too. I know I would.
Yes, I do. And look, opting out of the NBA is easy now. Everybody always says, why would you do that? Because you can get more money. But he's making, it doesn't matter. He's going to get more. Yep. So, you know, it's just LeBron opts out. You name it. AD, bro. Everybody opts out because I can get more money. It is rare that you opt in, meaning I take the salary that I know I'm supposed to get this year and it's under contract, or I'm going to opt out. And it just makes sense. Trey's at a point, Mike. He's playing at an all-star level. He could easily, you know, make another $100 million if he wanted to. Now, the thing about it is he was not All-NBA, which would have gotten him to that Supermax, which, you know, we were talking about Luka having an opportunity to sign when at Dallas. But he's got to wait now, and hopefully that's going to happen in L.A. But, yeah, I think it's an easy no-brainer that Trey's going to opt out. You guys tell us what you think. And, again, it's hard to decide or at least decipher if these guys are going to be the right moves or decisions because they haven't done anything yet. We don't know what this front office is going to do. And to Mike's point, if they make some major offseason moves, and by the way, we are so far under the cap. We've got money to spend. All this stuff that we've discussed, there's no reason why they shouldn't be able to improve the team if they want a deal, Mike. And that's what we're going to find out here fairly quickly as we approach the draft here coming up at the end of the month.
Currently, we're over the cap. They will once the year ends and the contracts come off the books. So if you're looking at it right now, a couple guys just hit us up saying, wait a minute, I see we're $27 million in the red.
Well,
it will clear up.
Yeah, we are going to have about $40 million under when it's all said and done. And part of that had to do with moving DeAndre Hunter, moving Bogey. You saved a lot of money moving forward, and then the guys you acquired were a lot less, which, again, that you acquired that savings. So, yeah, they're going to have some opportunities. I'm interested in, like, okay, what happened to hiring that guy that was supposed to oversee everything, and then you came to this resolution? And obviously their thought process is, Mike, Salah is the guy. Right. He's better than anybody we could go out and get.
And that's what I'm saying. A lot of guys up on the text line saying, what does this all mean? Again, Carl, I don't know. But I do know that the average listener doesn't even care. Just fix the team, right? You got two guys that have experience in the front office with another guy who comes from a championship pedigree in Golden State, and Anse Salah, albeit not as officially as a general manager.
Right.
But okay, let's go. But at some point, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about, well, you know, we really can't get into the luxury, these aprons, and it just hamstrings you. Yeah, and I get it. Oklahoma City, they're not in there because they drafted perfectly, exquisitely. They built a young team, which is great.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Indiana built a great team through the draft and then picked, and they got Siakam to come there. We couldn't get Siakam to come here. It's a really well-built team. So, again, I've given up trying to figure out what is the motivation of Tony Ressler or how can he be content to have this team continue to be so mediocre. You know, I mean, what are we here for? We said the same thing about the Braves. Why are we here? You know, if you've got the coin, friggin' spend it. Prime the pump and let's fix this thing.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.